Yeah, what we've done is we've refreshed the plan. We've got out to consult with the communities about what they want us to be focusing on in the forthcoming year. And what we've done is we've included four new key areas of focus for the force, in addition to what we already had. We slightly retweaked in the first instance our focus on domestic abuse, to look at domestic abuse in all of its forms. And we separated out violence against women and girls, which is wider than domestic abuse, so we can get a clear focus on tackling things like child sex exploitation, sex workers and sexual exploitation of adult females. So we separated those out, that's the first thing. Secondly, we've put in an area of focus around delivery of better services for those suffering from mental health, because many of those commit offences. We want to work with them to help them desist from committing offences, but also many people who suffer from mental health are more likely to be victims of crimes. Again, we want to protect those. So we've included that one. We have also included the one, a focus around confidence, increasing public confidence in policing, because again, it is my very clear view that if we have a police service whereby the community have great levels of satisfaction in their local force, and indeed they have high levels of confidence, that is really what we want to be looking at as we go forward. So we've amended the plan, we've brought these areas in, and we think it's much more vibrant. And the plan itself, I hope people will enjoy it because it's interactive, and you don't have to read the whole document. You can dip in and out of what areas you see fit and get the kind of information that you want. So we do hope it goes down particularly well.